First of all, for full disclosure reasons, I'd like to just let everyone know, if you can't tell, that I'm the fire chief here in the city of Franklin. But I speak to you more as a lifelong resident of New Hampshire. I was born and raised in New Hampshire and came back to Franklin to work. So this is my statement as a resident and a stakeholder that lives within viewing distance of one of the primary alternate sites for the transmission line. I read this morning's coverage of the meeting in Pembroke last night, and one attendee who spoke there quoted her mother as saying, "Never trust a stranger." Well, my mother used to tell me not to carry all of my eggs in one basket. I live less than 1 mile from one of the proposed routes, and I'm here to say why I support the project. Encouraging the development of clean, renewable energy will have further reaching effects than what is immediately beneficial to me or the community that I live in. It is about what is important to all of us as a nation. The promotion and the use of these types of energies will help us diversify our energy portfolio and help us stay competitive in supplying goods and services in tightening world markets, goods and services that we all use no matter where we live. As we watch areas of the world destabilize, we need to consider the relationships that we've developed with their governments, the relationships that have, in some cases, helped us quench our insatiable oil appetite. Chinese and Indian economies are growing at rates that far surpass our own. These growing economies are consuming natural resources we historically almost exclusively consumed. We teeter so closely to the balance point of available resources and global demand that any disruption of supply or need, whether it be man-made or natural disaster, send ripples through our economy. We only need to pull up to the gas pumps and see what we're paying for higher fuel prices and to prove that that's the case. The definition of a parasite is one organism living off another. We are but parasites living off the natural resources of the earth. Finding a balance between how we continue to prosper as a nation and competitively provide goods and services to the world and what we take from the earth is the conundrum. People consume energy, growing economies consume energy, and growing economies provide employment opportunities in all fields. Our nation needs healthy growth opportunities. We have often been faced with making difficult choices. Sometimes that choice is what is good for the whole and not the individual. Flood control systems like the one we have here in Franklin have been built throughout our country. These systems provide protection for real estate nowhere near these water impoundment areas. These exist for the good of the whole, saving billions of dollars in property damage yearly. Expanding importation of clean, reliable, low-carbon energy, which is just north of our border, as well as continued development of domestic clean power alternatives like the Cape Wind Project and others, is good for us all, and it's the right thing to do.